All right, we've all heard it. It's all about the elevator pitch. What if I told you, you get in an elevator, and the one person that you've always wanted to meet, either for the company you want to work for, an artist, a musician, an athlete, they get in the elevator with you, or they're already in there. What do you say? How do you pitch who you are, or share your thoughts of what they do in that short, as they say, potential 30 seconds that you have with him or her? What is your elevator pitch? Let's talk about that today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. What is up, everyone? This is Noan El Boricua. Super excited because it's another episode. At the time of this recording, we are in the weekend. As I love to say, this is a Fuel Pasión Friday moment where we get a chance to kind of just visit something and hopefully fuel your passion in whatever that looks like, in la cultura, maybe in your faith, or in those conexiones that you're constantly trying to make as you're navigating your career, your education, maybe relationships, community, lo que sea, whatever that looks like. Thank you for just watching this or listening to this. And I am just really excited because I opened up talking about the elevator pitch. Now, before we dive into that, I just want to say thank you guys so much. I've had so many people just liking the photos that I posted, and we had talked about of getting the opportunity to meet President Barack Obama. Shout out to just Angel being a part of that photo with me, out in the San Diego area, which felicidades, because the Dodgers are no longer in the playoffs. So good luck to the Padres, to the Phillies, really to all the teams that are left, which at the time of this recording, I can't believe the Yankees are down 0-2 in game to the Astros. Yo, at least knock out the Astros for me. Anyhow, I digress. So I'm really excited because of the fact that I've had the opportunity to, one, kind of, so I've been sharing this story. I was at work. We had an opportunity to do kind of like a networking mixer of just a global side of the team that I haven't had a chance to meet. And at the end of it, I actually stayed a little bit longer. I had a couple things that I had to do, typical checklist that we have to do. It was unique, though, because this is how you just never know. You never know. As I'm about to get on the elevator, the gentleman comes out, and I try to step in, so we kind of almost collide. And I apologize. He apologized. I step into the elevator, and the distant voice in the back of the elevator says, "What is on this floor?" I'm on my phone. I don't have my phone with me, but I'm on my phone, and I'm checking something, and I just kind of answer off top that these are our offices, this is where everybody kind of meets, this is where our cafeteria, or we call it the hub for your snacks. And then as I was kind of saying that, I look over to him and I realized that that was Travis Scott that I just answered that to. It was unique because I thought I heard my name. I think I did hear my name. And, I stopped, and then, our front desk, they were like, "Don't worry about it, Monday." And in my head, I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. Like, I'm in an elevator with Travis Scott. As I'm going down the elevator, there was really small talk. And one of the things that Travis Scott said was, "It's crazy to see that LeBron James has a building." And, everyone's joking. And he goes, "Man, hopefully I get a building one day." And, his colleagues were laughing. We're all laughing. And it was just a really cool little moment. And, in my mind, I was thinking, man, this would be a great time to, try to FaceTime my boy Daryl that never answered my text, because I wanted to get his attention and surprise him, but it didn't happen. It is what it is. But it was really cool. We get off the elevator. I kid you not, it was approximately the 30 seconds that we talk about when we really think. To be honest, it's a little bit more because I did stop the elevator. We did, originally we almost hit as far as the other guy. And then I did stop the elevator. So technically, it was probably maybe a minute, but in the height of that conversation, it was literally 30 seconds. If you were in an elevator, I don't know. I always think of some of the people I've always wanted to meet. Like, what would you say? So I'm going to set this up for you. There was years ago, some people know this story. There was years ago where, if you may or may not know, Nelson Ferris is one of the longest tenured employees here at the company that I work at, Nike. And I remember just always watching his videos, listening to him on so many different areas, just on the journey of his career. And one of the things that I've always wanted to do was to be able to like meet him. And I remember we were hosting this event for our associates that work, in direct stores, in all of our stores, retail doors. And I had the opportunity to kind of share about the importance of branding, the importance of like resumes, the importance of like how do you show up well in an interview. And then within there, we had a quick little chapter about the elevator pitch. And one of the things that I said to the group that one day I'm going to meet Nelson Ferris. Everybody started laughing. I still don't know why they were laughing, real talk. But it's all good. Sure enough, we had a, summit. So we had a summit and we all go up there. And sure enough, on the first day, we had the man himself, el legendario Nelson Ferris. What's interesting was that my boss has me come over. I'm a post photos because me, I'm going to call you out. She was taking these photos. And you can tell what I'm doing. What am I doing? It's called the elevator pitch. Now, I had my lanyard. It had my name on it. I didn't have this hat on. I had my Dodger hat. And the first thing I had the chance to say to him, and we're going to break this down in a bit, was, Mr. Nelson Ferris, my name is Noan Cruz, and I oversee all the talent recruitment in LA and Orange County for all of our stores. It is an honor to meet you, and I'm looking forward, because of your great storytelling, to one day to be able to get the baton passed over to me and that I can be able to continue the great work that you've done. So I just want to say thank you for all you do, and I'm looking forward to one day to be able to do the work that you do. That was literally my elevator pitch. He kind of grabs my my lanyard and he looks, he goes, what's your name again? Now, and I think this is something where maybe it's a side note. I think there's something unique when you have a different name, that if the elevator pitch is spot on, you caught the attention of the person, they will ask you for your name again. In this case, he did. He actually asked me, can you pronounce your name again? And I said my name. And he's like, you're really from LA. And I kind of laughed and I said, yeah, I'm really from LA. And sure enough, this is where everything was money. That 30 second elevator pitch, right before the event's about to start, he actually says, I'm originally from Long Beach, California. I went to Millikan High School. I then went on to go to Cal State Long Beach to run. And my mind was blown. I was like, this is crazy. So much so that his assistant was so kind enough to allow me to schedule time. Shout out to my leadership team that I had the chance to, with a peer of mine, a couple of my peers, to be able to sit down with Nelson Ferris and just have a very in-depth conversation of just the lay of the land when we think about what we're trying to do here at the brand. Now, why is the elevator pitch so important? Great question. Elevator pitch essentially is one to be able to brand yourself, sell a product. When I was kind of looking through and kind of like just reading a lot of different articles on elevator pitch, one of the things, so some people say it's 30 to 90. I like to say 30 just because time, everyone's rápido, 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 right? Where they want to get to. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about understanding this elevator pitch is that throughout the years, first and foremost, you ideally want to memorize your elevator pitch. Ideally, in a digital social media, age, you would also want to really make sure that you maybe have it in your bio. A lot of times your bio, it can be a small snippet, which then you would 100%, and this is for people maybe that are content creators and really professional that are just always constantly elevating the game. This is something where you maybe would then want to have like a link tree, and then there's, maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have a YouTube channel, maybe, which by the way, subscribe and hit a like if you're watching this on YouTube, I would appreciate it. But whatever those little links are, maybe your personal website or a blog that you write every week or monthly, whatever that looks like, you ideally want this elevator pitch where I'm going to read it, or I've seen people actually do videos and it's in their profiles where they actually pitch it as well. It's all about being creative. It's all about being present who you are. So a couple things that I wanted to share, and the thing is I totally left my stand, so I'm just going to grab my laptop here, but I took my notes. These are notes that I've had for a while, but when we think about creating this very effective elevator pitch, always know this, it's constantly always going to be changing depending on the journey that you're on. But one of the things that you always want to be able to answer in an elevator pitch as you're crafting it is, number one, ¿quién soy? Answer the question, who am I? Now, when you write this, I want you to write a brief description. Make it tailored. Know who your audience is. If you're going to an event, maybe tailor it in that perspective. The key thing is that you want to make sure that you're kind of like setting up the marinade to everything else. You don't want to share you're married with, you know, three kids or you're, you know, no. Again, if you're going to a work conference, you want to make sure that you're crafting it. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, I shared mine, right? Like, my name is Noan Cruz. I'm a talent recruiter here in the West. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I'm just here planning to be able to connect with other recruiters and really trying to seek more insight as how do we continually make a very inclusive and diverse environment. That's something that I've wrote down, real talk. Why? Because I was recently at Latitude, as well as the Hispanic Association of Corporate Responsibility Annual Symposium. I wanted to say that because it's a really long name. That's why they say ACED. That's the first thing you want to do, right? So once you write that brief description, the next thing is you want to be able to answer, what do I do? And ideally, that's kind of what I already did. That's why the cool thing is, as you're working on this, like, who am I? My name, you know, my role, and now what do you do in this role? This is the part where ideally te vas a enfocar. You want to be able to focus in this moment, ideally of exactly one or two items of what you do. In my case, I would speak ideally exactly what I do is talent recruitment for leadership in our stores. And then the second thing is that, and I need to like, put this down for a quick time. I got to give a shout out to my people. At the time of this recording, our ERG, which we call our networks, our familia at Nike, the Latino Friends Network, is actually hosting the first ever at Nike, the Fiesta Ball. And if you got invited by an employee, I hope you have a great time. If this is way after the Friday night date, I hope you enjoyed it. And maybe you posted some stuff. But that's really what ideally I would share is what do I do in my day job and what do I do as a passion project that I do. Now, some people may say this is my day job. I am an executive banker and I also give back in my community in serving my high school students, right? It's a lot of different things, but ideally you want to be able to answer that question of what do I do? And a lot of times I put on here on my notes is like, what skills do you bring to a job or maybe an internship? I know I have a lot of students that be watching this. And then how do you gain those skills? And then the other thing is, like I said earlier, you want to talk about your values, your passion. Like, what do you really care about related to your goals and your career goals? What drives your interest? And I think the beauty is that as you're working on this, then the last thing is, all right, now you said, who am I? You're telling me what you do. Número tres. Now I want you to answer this question. What is my ask? When I say what is my ask, it's like, what am I asking for? It's important to end by asking a question. What do I mean by that? The question could be a simple request of like a recommendation or maybe sharing information, exchange or conexiones, right? You gotta make that connection. And it's also maybe just making sure that you stay contacted. And I think the cool thing here is that you always want to be able to target this pitch at every single event. So that last part of your ask may be different. The other thing is, I don't want to get ahead of myself. In what you're asking, it could be like, hey, great to know you. Just want to know, could we connect each other on LinkedIn? Or, hey, I wanted to know, is there anyone that you think in the field that I want to get to in your company, who would be a great contact? Can I find them on LinkedIn? That is the simplest way that you can really get in there and try to, like, you know, as they say, shooters shoot. But one of the things I will say is always practice. This is something that if you have time, as you're reflecting on your next step in your journey, you need to ask that question because it's very important. And I think that when you're done in doing what you do in creating your pitch and your elevator pitch, I think that the biggest thing is you want to follow up. Now, they always say, what's the rule? Is it 24, 72 hours, 3 days? Look, follow your heart. Like, you know when you want to follow up. And as long as you do that, you will get better at doing your elevator pitch. I think for me, I've had the opportunity to be able to practice to different audiences of what I want to be able to do to grow. And in this season, I've really been kind of like building out this, just breaking this dirt and this ground and making it soft and ready as I'm trying to plant and really allowing, of course, in my faith, allowing God to rain down, right? The nutrients and the resources so that when the opportunity comes, that I can be able to pitch what I can bring to a company or the current company where I'm at now. That's the beauty of an elevator pitch. And look, I know I made it very light about like meeting a celebrity. You just never know. What would you say? What would be the elevator pitch? Now, I guess in the case of a celebrity, this is like super side note. I don't know if I would ask for a photo, but I mean, I know a lot of people do. They'll have this like great little 30, 40 second pitch, and all of a sudden they're like, oh man, can I get a photo? I think that's something that, you know, I would just say, think about that, because it's really just about being present in the moment that you have a chance to meet with someone that you've always wanted to meet. I had someone ask me this question. What was something that I said to President Barack Obama when I met him? This is another little moment of an elevator pitch, right? I'm not asking for a job. I'm just kind of like sharing something in my elevator pitch with him. And so like I said who I am. I said where I'm from and what I do for Nike. And then one of my asks was going to be like, oh, I actually like have you follow me on Twitter. So I was going to ask that question, but I didn't. As soon as I touched that man's hand, I went blank. That's why you need to practice. I didn't practice enough on that moment, but it was all good, man. It was a moment to remember. And I hope that this video maybe helps you out as you're working on your elevator pitch, working on your career and your relationships and all that you do in your communities. I want to say thank you for watching this video. My name is Noan El Boricua. Remember, check us out, FuelPasionPodcast.com. And as always, immerse yourself in la cultura. Always grow in your faith. Y como siempre, make those conexiones. Ladies and gentlemen, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.